This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
We don't know what Alibaba's ticker symbol will be, or whether the Chinese e-commerce company will be listed on NASDAQ or the New York Stock Exchange, but we're pretty sure that both exchanges are falling all over themselves trying to land the listing. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour says it may not be for the reason you think.
Alibaba. It's worth maybe $150 billion. It's from China. Can you imagine what it would mean to the NYSE or NASDAQ to have it list with them?
What it means in terms of revenue to the stock exchange is not very much.
Yep, it's basically a rounding error. That's Joel Hasbrook, by the way, professor of finance at NYU's Stern School. There are a few ways a stock exchange makes money. One is trading fees.
They do get a little bit of money. Well, it's actually less than a few cents when trading occurs.
Fees are cool, but there's a problem.
A substantial amount of trading volume is going to be going on in other stock exchanges.
There are dozens of places you've probably never heard of where stocks are traded, and competition has driven fees down. In 2013, the New York Stock Exchange made about $200 million from all of its fees on stock trading here and in Europe. That's a lot, but
it's sort of dwarfed by the transaction fees that they get from the derivatives business, which is about $1.4 billion.
That's Craig Pirong at the University of Houston. Any one company is going to be pretty negligible. So why do stock exchanges care about who lists with them?
Free advertising.
Prestige. It's a way to stand out. Having a huge, flashy company like Alibaba list with you might attract other huge and flashy companies to list with you.
So really, they really just want Alibaba because they want to be cool.
I mean, that's a big part of it. Definitely.
In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.
Alibaba could be valued at $150 billion. How's that math work? Well, we have the answer at marketplace.org.